This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back.
When I take a drink, it'll be a real session.
No, this isn't alcohol. That's apple juice. Now I can speak to you. Oh, that's so much better. Oh, and if I get a picture, boy, don't you love when the show starts like this? You already know you're going to have some minor issues, right? Because we've got... All right, now you have the picture. Now people, okay. You don't know what's radio, right? You guys know what's radio. I just get the biggest kick out of the fact that when people say, you know, turn the camera on. Why? Radio. There's a microphone. That's what we use the microphone for. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a lot of good stuff coming on tonight. I think, if I can wake him up, Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, will join us tonight. I've got questions for him that he better be able to answer. Better be ready to answer anyway. And then the second hour, Dave Goss is going to join me. You don't know who he is yet, although we have had him on the show before. For my single friends in the audience... My conservative single friends in the audience. This is going to be good for you. Because Dave is one of the co-founders of the TrumpSingles.com. If you're looking for somebody, and you should look. You know, think about how many people get together on the, we'll say on the, you know, they're out having a good time on a Friday night. I'll put it that way. And they get together, and all of a sudden they become an item, and together for a long time, and... As many of us do it backwards, you know, they get pregnant and then they decide to get married. And then the fighting starts. Right? And when I say the fighting starts, I mean all of a sudden, how are we going to raise a baby? Are you you're a vegan? You want to raise a baby as a vegan? What are you, crazy? Come on, think about it. We have all these conversations. You mean like you're really Jewish? I can't take the kid to church? You want to go to the synagogue? What's that other one that I like, the spaghetti one?
Well, the Pastafarian.
Wow, really? Dude, I thought you just did that when you were drunk. You really a Pastafarian? And all of a sudden you get this child. You've been in a drunken stupor most of your relationship, and all of a sudden you've decided all these things matter. Well, it's no different with politics. You know how many people divorced or separated over this last election? And they're sitting there after, can you imagine this? They're sitting there the night of the election, right? You're sitting on the couch with somebody you've been dating, going out with, married to for a few years. Trump wins. You want to do a high five, and she's sitting there looking at you like you've got three heads. Two tails and a split tongue. Now, wow, you were serious? You were going to vote for him? You actually voted for Hillary? Then it's over. We're done, right? Think about that. And I get the biggest kick out of it afterward. They go, you guys really? And we do. I do. I've talked to people about this. You mean in the 6 years you were dating, you never talked about religion or politics? I mean, you... Forgive me. You know, you see each other naked. You're feeding each other. You're sleeping next to each other. One of you can kill the other one while you're sleeping. And you never thought to talk about politics or religion? Wow. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. After the first break, our mad black man from Baltimore is going to join us. And by the way, for the regulars, if you're not a regular and you just tuned in for a minute, you know, just go back to chewing your gum. I've got some new software running, so I would love to know if you guys notice anything different. If there's something that you go, hey, wait a minute, that's not the same anymore. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so I love this story. The Mayor Snowflake out of Portland, I know I'm not going to be able to finish this. The Mayor of Portland, he's calling for the Trump free speech rally to be canceled. We can't have that. We cannot have any free speech rallies around, especially for Trump. After a man directing anti-Muslim rhetoric at two women, fatally stabbed two men and injured a third this weekend. Now, just because he was... Now, think about this. So now, anybody who says anything anti-Muslim, anything, is now a Trump supporter and a pusher of hate speech. So Mayor Ted Wheeler, if you guess what party he belongs to, he said that he's worried that attendees of the proposed rally and other similar events could peddle a message of hatred. Right, because, you know, those people that are walking up and smacking Trump supporters, smacking Stand Up for America supporters, you know, those ones that were smashing windows at Starbucks, those were all, I am sure, those were all Trump supporters as, you know, Okay. I got that one wrong. A Facebook page for the rally said that the speakers will include Kyle Chapman, who describes himself as an American nationalist and is an ardent President Trump supporter. I hope he rises to the memory of these two gentlemen who lost their lives, Wheeler said. Let's do them honor by standing with them and carrying on their legacy of standing up to hate and bigotry and violence. A federal permit has been given for the rally on Saturday, but the government has yet issued a permit for an event planned for June 10th. Now, there'll be speakers exercising their free speech. Think about that. We would want to do that now. Live music, flags, uplifting experience to bring back strength and courage to those who believe. You know, Portland, get a spine. Seriously. I'm sure my listeners in Salem, Oregon, have a spine. This is free speech, people. Get over it. Corey Duncan joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red product.
products on sale now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and doing all that fun stuff. You know, we were talking in the last hour about, Mayor Powderpuff, Snowflake, whatever you want to call him, the mayor from Portland, who decided that we couldn't have a free speech slash Trump support rally. We couldn't have that at all. Because one nut job was speaking anti-Muslim rhetoric before he stabbed two people, and it's Trump's fault. Now think about all the things that were done under President Obama. How many, if I have to use that logic, then President Obama, or excuse me, I don't want somebody to go crazy, ex-President Obama is responsible for every cop that got shot while he was president. And let's see what our friend, our mad black man from Baltimore, has to say. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. Corey, thanks for being with us today.
Always a pleasure. being come on and give my interesting commentary.
I always love the fact that I can wind you up. Look, what I did last segment was a story on the Portland mayor, and he wants to can the pro-Trump or pro-Trump support rallies because one guy who was screaming anti-Muslim rhetoric killed two men. So apparently that's Trump's fault. If that's the case, then because President Obama didn't stick up for, wasn't pro-police, if you would, can we saddle President Obama with every police killing? I mean, would that be okay?
Well, once again, thank you for having me come on. God bless everyone. Hope everyone had a good holiday. Here we go again. Here we go again with this merry-go-round. Barack Obama can get away with things that Donald Trump can't get away with. You know, I mean, it's the most idiotic stuff I've ever heard. And it's just like, I mean, it goes on and on. Maxine Waters. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
Hey. Maxine Waters is like a god to the Democrats, don't you?
Maxine Waters needs to change her wig, and she needs to take her medication. That's what she needs to do, because I found out she's wearing a wig and stuff, so I always with a chin strap. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying. You know, I cannot understand, where do they get Democrats? These aren't even Democrats. These are just plain, dumb liberals. And that's exactly who they are. And they come up with the most idiotic and stupid things. And my thing of it is, the man is a true president. He went on his trip. He talked to NATO. He straightened a whole lot of the NATO leaders out. Because guess what? Without the United States, the UN and NATO would have been folded years ago, especially the UN. So my whole thing of it is, because he's not bowing and he's kissing people's hands, it isn't that he gives homage and pays homage to the leaders that you're supposed to pray, the way you're supposed to as an American president. My whole thing over there, Barack Obama was always, he is for nothing. He's your typical socialist liberal who takes and he does not want the police to do anything. He does not want, like, the rule of law, and he definitely does not like the military. So my thing is, how does he get away with things, but you know, you give money to Iran on the way out the door so they can keep on continuing with their program, their nuclear program. But this man wants to stop stuff like that. And it's like he's doing something wrong. Really? You know, I heard somebody say something dumb the other day. He's trying to start World War III with North Korea. North Korea couldn't hit my house if it was down the street from that man. And so I said, a lot of that is propaganda. He don't have a weapon. He's blowing a lot of smoke. And it's going to get them hurt and get a lot of innocent people hurt. This is what happens when you put a coward in power and stuff. Just like the guy on the street that claimed he got a gun under his shirt, but really he just got a water pistol and he wound up getting his brains blown out. That's what's going to happen to the North Korea if they keep on screwing with the United States.
So how do you really feel? No, listen, I loved it. I watched the news conference today, and they haven't had a news conference in 2 weeks, okay, or somewhere about. And so he gets in, you know, Spicer gets in there, and he opens up by talking about how successful the trip was from the president's point of view and all the things that were happening. And first question that comes out of somebody's mouth was a Russian question. And I was thinking, that's all you got? And that's all, like, the first 10 questions were Russian questions or questions about Russian issues. And I'm going, do you guys understand that every question you're asking, everything you're accusing Trump of, Obama has done, Hillary has done, John Kerry has done. I mean, go down the list of the things that these people have done. And they're just, this is what's going to kill them. They're focused on the Russian thing, and they're not focused on real things, right?
They have selective memory. They must have forgotten about uranium and everything that had to do with the Clintons. And I mean, my favorite is, what Donald Trump is doing is not treason. You know, I heard someone on one of these channels, I don't know if it was Fox, I think it was one of the Fox affiliates or whatever, and they had the audacity to say that he was treasonous because one of his people wanted to open up a line of communication now with the Russians before he got in office, and they had a meeting. And they said that he was giving away secrets. Giving away what secrets? He couldn't give away. He was getting mild briefings. He wasn't getting a full briefing. People need to understand what they're talking about before they start talking.
I remember Billy Bob Clinton. You know, didn't he give some secrets away to the Chinese that had to do with stealth bombers? I mean, it really...
They gave more than just giving away secrets. They gave away a whole lot of other stuff because they'll give away the kids' things because all of the Clintons are all about is about money. This man is not about money because he didn't have money before he got in office. So he didn't have to steal and get in office to get money. That's what makes him so much better because he's a person that's not corruptible like that. And so it's all about money, maybe about power, but about money he's not corruptible. Because he had it. He had money and power before he got in office. So the previous Democrats are just mad. And we're going to hear this for the next 4 years about the Russians and this and that. Wait. You're lost. You're lost because you put a horrible candidate up, which you're going to do the same thing. They're running and they're begging and pleading Joe Biden to run. He going to lose too. Because where did we get these relics from? I mean, you need a pen.
Wait a minute. I got to ask you this question. This is the Big Tent group, right? This is the Big Tent party. Let me see. Bernie Sanders is talking about running. Elizabeth Warren is talking about running. Hillary's talking about running. Joe Biden's talking about. They're all old white people. They can't find one Hispanic or black person to run in that Big Tent party.
Because you know why it is. It's the same way like with the Republican hierarchy. We have to keep a person that's in power, that's corruptible, and that we can pull a string like a puppet, but they can't do that with Trump. That's why both sides, the Bushes, don't like him, and everybody else doesn't like him because he's not corruptible.
Hey, we got to go for a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the Marines. Apparently, they're a little too masculine for some. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, oh, that was good, 732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can do all kinds of fun things up there. No, seriously, you can. Buying the book, the coffee cup, the shirts, that's all fun stuff. And we got some great articles up there. Let the writers know that you like what they're writing, you don't like what you're writing. We've all got thick skin. Believe me, you can't be with TRS if you don't have thick skin. It's just not going to work out well for you. Anyway, I am Joe Mesita, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring him right back in. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us as he does on a weekly basis. And this one, I love stories like this because I could really wind him up and just get moving on this. Corey, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to come on.
Yeah, you know what? I thought of you when I saw this. And the other thing I thought about was, I wonder if this person would have wrote this story or would read this story in front of a platoon of Marines and explain to them that their problem, that the problem of the Marine Corps is they're too masculine. So, again, on Vox, Vox.com, they had an article that basically said the U.S. Marine Corps launched its commercial with a female lead, part of a broad effort to persuade women to join the services. Now, the ad titled Battled Up wasn't meant to let women know that they're welcome in the Marine Corps, but it also inadvertently refocused attention on the service's well-earned reputation for being fraternal. I mean, seriously. Now, there was an article like in Vox that basically said the problem with the Marine Corps has is a problem it's had from day one. It can't integrate women, and they can't make it. So I guess what she's wanting us to do, or what the writer wants us to do, is lower the, I don't know, what is it, the entry exam, or lower the physical requirements so that girls can get in. Because that's really what it boils down to. Let's not worry about protecting the Americans. Let's not worry about protecting people. Let's not worry about the Marines being safe. Let's just make sure that we have women in there. And this is the same boneheads that wrote about what a great idea it was to have those Marines practice with high heels on so they knew what the women were going through and not so much with, please help me out here, will you?
Well, I'll give my little two-minute rant about this, and I'll sum it up like this.
Keep it clean.
First of all, now, to make people do things like that is sexist. like making, it was a situation that I talked about on one of your shows a while ago, where they wanted my son and my daughter dress up as a boy, and my son dress up as a girl to show what, I say, if you do that, you will never get another cent of my money, and I will pull my son out of your school. Now, they talk about sexist. Now, is that or is that not sexist? Really? Really? Now, let's get to the Marine part of it. I myself retired as a major, and I'm here to tell you, I've never heard of some of the most idiotic things. Too masculine? Let me explain something to you. For all of the people that listened to the show that was in Fallujah, I think they would really slap the crap out of somebody if this was even told to them. We fought, we lost people, and everything else, men and women. And I have a good friend of mine, Erica, who's probably listening to this, and I know she's probably about pulling her hair right here. She's just as pretty as she can be, but she'll kick your butt from one end of the street to the other. So I don't know where this guy got his information from that the women can't pass this or can't pass that. They can. Can they do what the regular standard Marine does? Probably not. Probably not, because everybody's genetics is different. But I don't, changing what the protocol and procedure is in the Marine Corps for training is going to get somebody killed. And if you know anything about Iraq or Kabul, Afghanistan, or anywhere in Fallujah or wherever we have gone, when they send us, you call us jarheads, you call us anything you want, because guess what? Without us, a whole lot of wars wouldn't have been won. You can't win a war from 20,000, 25,000 feet up. You can bomb them into the Stone Ages, but you're going to have to put boots on the ground. So everybody that thinks everything's a video game is not. And I went with a whole bunch of company, Charlie Company, of Marines, and we went from house to house. And if you do house to house fighting, you'll understand why I'm a little upset about that. And changing training is going to get people hurt. But when you mess with a bunch of liberals and they run things instead of people that's actually out in the field, this is what kind of responses, and this is what you get.
Well, you know what, Corey? It's really funny that when you read the article or you hear them speak about this, they always talk about the woman as a victim. They always talk about the woman when it comes to being in the Army or the Marines or what have you, how they're the victim. And I'm laughing because I'm thinking, you know, Marines, men, soldiers, what have you, they're always kind of picking on each other, what have you. And part of that, yeah, part of it's kind of tough. But the other part of it is to pull you along. And you can't, you know, you don't always get pulled along. I mean, you're being shot at. What are you going to tell the guy next to you? Hey, no, dude, it's okay. Relax. Calm down. You can do this. You really take your time and look, clean off the end of your barrel. You can do that, right? Oh yeah, because that's really going to work in a war situation, right? There's no niceties. There's no soft when you've got bullets whizzing by your head, right?
Not only that, or a lady walking up with a burqa on. She got a half pound. She got about 300-400 pounds of dynamite strapped to her, and she's holding the baby, but she's not worried about the baby. She was told that Allah is going to, you know, the world or whatever it is they tell them is paved in gold, you know, heaven. And you know, let me blow up this company of Marines and just sacrifice my child and everything else. See, my thing of it is, if you've been in a war where you're told that you can't shoot back because they're in a mosque, or you can't do this, or you can't do that, and you have to be selective about what you're doing. War is war. And no offense intended, I know some people are going to take offense to this, but even if you're in the church, even if you're in the synagogue, if you're hiding and you got anti-aircraft positions around it, and you're using it, and you're using it because we can't fire back, then I pray you take and blow the whole thing off the map. Because that's what war is about. When you ask for war, that's what you get. You can't get into war like they want the police to do in these cities with a basic combat zone, and they want them to go in, like, you know, and serve fried chicken and watermelon. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. When you deal with a bunch of animals, you got to act just as much an animal as they are to get control of the situation. And that's what people don't. People think that it's barbaric. Well, guess what? The times we're living.
of this country. If you're talking about taking from people that work to give to bums that don't want to work. They don't, one, they don't want to work. And two, you're helping them. You pacifying them to be a bunch of punks. I want to say the other word, but
thank
it's
you.
A family show.
Thank you for that. I really... No, but, you know, I mean, as one person says, Sarah says in the chat room, you know, there's no timeouts in an act of war, right? There's no sitting back going, wait a minute, I left my gun over there. Get in. Give me a couple seconds, go get it. I'll be right back.
Right. And it's not a video game.
No.
It's not a video game.
No. No, no. And it's too bad that a lot of young people have been brought up in this kind of environment where they don't realize that's not real life. And they've made it look so real, it's amazing. But that's not real life. You really do die. There's no reset button. You don't pull your buddies back when you make a wrong move. You have to be there. And again, just for clarity, because you said it too, women can do the job, but we're not going to dumb it down for them to do the job. That's just wrong.
Because you're going to get somebody hurt.
Yeah.
You're going to get somebody killed. Trust me.
Yeah. Not good by any stretch of the imagination. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Corey Duncan, who we lovingly refer to as our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us as he does every week. I always get a kick out of it. In the next hour, now if you're single, I've got a solution for you. In the next hour, David Goss is going to join us. He's one of the co-founders of TrumpSingles.com. That's right, TrumpSingles.com. Go check it out before the next hour. You can ask your questions while he's here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money?
Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you all with me. 855 Real Joe, I'm laughing. You know, one of these days, with one of our memberships, I'm going to leave the mics hot if you're part of that membership for the break, because that's when the good conversations happen. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring him back in before I explode, because there's so much I want to say. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. Oh, Corey, I lose it. So I don't know if you heard it, but the intro music was "She's a Brick House." And with the conversation, man, you couldn't make that song today. They wouldn't play it or sell it, you know, because it's too misogynistic or something. But anyway, Corey Duncan joins me. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. Always have a good time when he's on the show. Corey, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. And, lighting me up as well, too. I always get a kick out of that. So, anyhow. All right. So, what's lit you up over the last few days? Let's find out what's on Corey Duncan's mind.
Oh, man.
Oh, by the way, did you see this picture of Tiger Woods? Look like he hasn't slept in 3 weeks.
Well, you know, once again, thank you for having me come on. It's always a pleasure to come on and have some fun with the liberals, but you ever heard of people, you know, like most people that have a lot of money are like mentally disturbed, and it's just like, I don't know if they can handle the fact of having money or whatever, you know. I see this with Tiger, but a lot of this doesn't come from that. A lot of it has come from when Tiger's dad passed away, and I think that's where he pretty much kind of veered and went in another direction, and he hasn't came back yet or whatever. So I can't put that on just Tiger. And then I think that's what a lot of people say. That's a blessing, you know, that's what it came from. But, you know, I hope he can get himself together, because from what I know, you know, I don't know him personally, but some people that I know him, and they always speak well of him or whatever like that. You know, we all have our dark side and we all have our side, but I you know, I think you have to know when to stop being an athlete. And you have to know when to say when and just, like, just shut it down. And I think now he should shut it down and just have a private life. But, you know, but the thing I heard that he got arrested for the DUI, and it came out .000, so, well, 0.00. So I'm like, okay, so what did they lock him up for? Or what was this all about?
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't follow this other than the guy looks, I mean, he really looks like a strung-out drug addict. And I never had anything negative to say about the guy. I mean, he was apparently, again, I'm not into sports big time, you know, but really, he was a role model for many young, not just black kids, but young kids, period. And he, you know, here he is, golf is a big deal, although I thought golf always made me nuts. But, you know, golf is a big deal. And I see him now. I mean, his world has fallen apart. And he looks, I mean, my God, he looks like he's strung out. And he's saying it's from the drugs the doctor gave him from the last surgery that he had. But again, I feel bad for the guy to a degree. But man, we bring this on ourselves. This is nothing new.
Right.
Right?
Right. I totally agree. And a lot of it comes from, you know, a lot of us, these people that we look to for guidance or whatever in our life, be it a father, be it a friend, be it anyone. And sometimes when that happens, you just lose traction on what you morally, what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. But I know I miss my stepfather, my biological dad, something terrible. But you know, you can't just let yourself fall apart. And I heard that's a lot of times when these kids, they grow up to be young men, and they, you know, they play these sports, play these games, or, you know, play sports, and it's like they just lose it. They lose reality. And I hope he gets his stuff together, because I hope nothing tragic happens down the road. And it's always sad.
And he's got kids too, right? I mean,
right.
Again, I don't follow this stuff, so I don't always know what the heck is going
right.
on. But I don't always follow this stuff, I always feel bad for the kids and the family, and things just gets really, really, really crazy. So anyhow.
Absolutely.
Now you're still doing your podcast or what have you, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Usually.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Thank you for the plug.
There you go.
I do my podcast. Matter of fact, I'll be doing one probably even tomorrow or Friday or whatever, over probably Thursday morning. I'll probably be doing one. And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to try to make it six in the evening, so everybody, I don't want anyone to miss it, because I have new pictures that I'm getting ready to start putting up. It's very patriotic what I'm getting ready to put up. But my thing of it is it's all in good humor and everything. And no, I'm not going to be naked or anything. But
thank you, Jesus.
My part, you can come to my page.
So, hey.
You know, Joe, okay, you can come to my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan, and you can always come to the podcast, Counterclockwise with Corey Charismatic Corey Live. And if you come there, come to my page, you can log on to it. And I've done a couple live posts in the last couple of days, especially for Memorial Day. And once again, I still want to thank all of the Navy, Air Force, Marine, Army, Coast Guard, all of the first responders, everything. But I mean, the tributes that was shown gratitude Monday was just overwhelming. And you know, everyone doesn't feel like most of these liberals. They had that fake attitude, like, you know, they're for the military, and then, you know, but everything was just wonderful.
No, I've done the stories before that most Democrat presidents that get in, the first thing they take the red pen to is the military. It's almost always. You go back and look at each one of them, that's the first thing they take the pen to, right? Take that money and give it to welfare recipients or give it to refugees or whatever. But hey, before we run out of time, your Baltimore's back in the news again. Apparently you can't let the officers rest in peace. You can't leave them alone. They've been through enough already. The judges throwed it out, right? I mean, every one of these guys, for all intents and purposes, came away free and clear, but they won't let them go. So now what's happening is 5 Baltimore police officers involved in the Freddie Gray arrest have been charged with violating department rules, with 3 of them facing termination. So we're going to get these guys, or they're going to get these guys any way they can. This is just crazy. I mean, this is just so wrong, isn't it? And the Baltimore people are fine with this, right?
Well, I'll sum it up real quick. I mean, this is good as the old crucifixion. If we can't get you on the way in, we're not going to get you on the way out. So, but, you know, my thing is the six officers had truth on their side, and they were acquitted. And the what it is, it's a retaliation because Mosby is getting sued, and they're trying to disbar her. And she pretty brave, basically ran into the bunker and is not coming out because she knows what's going to happen if she do. If she gets any kind of light on her, they're going to get rid of her. So you already know what this is. This is a sham, and it's to smear these officers that have already been acquitted. So you cannot retry them. So they didn't do anything. If that was the case, the court would have said they did something and they would be in jail. So that's where we're at. You know, it's a typical liberal attitude. If we lose, we're gonna take the ball and we're gonna go home. We're not gonna play another game and try or come back the next day. We're gonna take the ball and go home because we're just sore losers.
Yeah, I agree with you. I watch this stuff happen. I know what it's about. And you know, when it comes to East Coast politics, these people on the West Coast really don't understand. I mean, we're pretty nasty here on the West Coast, but when it comes to East Coast politics, they don't understand that when they're talking about cement shoes, they're not joking. They're serious, right? I mean,
and because it's so close to D.C. and the Beltway crowd, that's why it's even worse. I mean, out there, here we just have them, and they're shiesty and sinister. Out there, you have them, they're shiesty, sinister, and crazy. But we're getting a lot of that now, so.
Yeah, it's not going to go away anytime soon either. And then as far as, you know, I love it. Hey, Barack Obama has risen from the dead. He's out there telling, you know, people how bad the wall I did. I mean, he's like, he never left. I mean, we got a small reprieve, and now the cancer has come back tenfold. I don't know what we're going to do. Well, we're not going to be able to do anything but eventually arrest him and put him in jail. I'm sure we can find something, can't we? I mean, if we act like the Democrats, he's guilty of everything. All we have to do is catch, I don't know, some kind of Russian letter. Maybe we resurrect that video of him telling the Russian president that he'll have more latitude after he wins. I mean, none of that was a problem with him. Did you notice that?
Remember, people, he broke 78 laws while he was in office. Go to my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan, ask to be my friend, and come check it out. He broke 78 laws while he was in office.
Nobody cares. You know that nobody just cares, period. That's really what it boils down to.
He should have been locked up for treason a long time ago.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Corey, one more time, tell them where they can hear your podcast or anything else you got going on.
Well, here we go. Real quick, Corey Press Duncan on Twitter, Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook. Come hit me up, and I'll give you with a friend request, and I'll let you on. And always check out Counterclockwise Live with Charismatic Corey. Check it out Thursday evening, 6 p.m.
Thanks, Corey. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, don't go far. We've got a lot coming up. We're talking about TrumpSingles.com in the next hour. We also, tonight, John Sununu destroys the CNN. I mean, I couldn't believe what he did to this reporter. It was great. Also, for all you Dems out there who say there's no such thing as voter fraud, well, Virginia is the poster child for it, and they knew the people were here illegally, and they still let it happen. It got a lot. I got a lot I want to release on tonight.